מי יאיר דיה. זה מוישה שחזירו ליונק מן הלינק מן הנוכריס ולא ירוצה. לפיכך נסיחת לא ידיבו. So in other words, Moshe, what's the sada? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be yoinik from a isha nachris. So the Hele Gemara Naim is going to be go delve into the sidus of yinika, of tinika yoinik miyemoi. What in yinhu? The ksev meet nacha ka ochli v'yidu adibri chazal kol ava shetluya bedova. It's nice, it's 3-4 lines of a Zoya Kodesh. I can't learn Zoya together because I can't go to the mikveh in the morning and learn Zoya before mikveh. So I can't quote whatever he says in the next few lines. But the kol panim is the Indian of there's an ava tluya bedova and there's an ava she'ena tluya bedova. Right? It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ava tluya bedova and there's an ava she'ena tluya bedova. So the ze ava ava she'ena tluya bedova ve'ena nifsak lo'ila. So ach is a lashon. So ach is stitching, is putting two things together. So ach, brotherhood. That's milashon ma'achin. That's milashon that it's bilti. It's bilti lemes parshin. It's bilti bottle, bilti metale. Bezev leman achai v'rei. But avos achim. Why is the av of achim bilti this? Bilti nifsak. Because they yotzum v'mekor yachod. Because they came out of one makor. Av the zeh toli bedover. No, it's also an avat lui bedover. It's toli and something that they both were born from the same mother. Kol mokam ain't a toli bedover bottle. It's not toli bedover bottle. It's a big yisod. Shemakoyram hu me'achdom. Hu me'acham lo yishtanim. Pshat is, a makor is built in nifsak. That's why a makor of mayim, a mayan mayim, right? Even if it stops, what do? You dig deeper. A mayan, a makor is never stopping. Makor is never stopping. Something is dovek to their makor. If something that's coming straight from the makor, there's a makor, and then there's a zaitigazach, right? And then there's a side thing. So he's going to, the whole Torah is going to be bad. A person learns Torah lishma and learns Torah shlo lishma. Shlo lishma is a side thing. He's learning it for this. He's learning it for the other. That's not the dvekas to makor. Learning Torah lishma is dovek to makor, and the makor is built in nifsak. That's the isla of bittel Torah. Pshat is a person who's mavatl, who can be mavatl Torah. So even when he's learning Torah, he's not, his avat Torah is not mimakor, because the makor is built in nifsak. The whole oven of bittel Torah is that shows that the learning is not from the makor. He's going to tie that all into the tinnik, which is yonik from imoy. A person who feels that he's yonik from Torah, just like a child. The child, the baby is born. And comes out a minute when he's been in this world for 2 minutes. He already knows how to nurse. So mamish apel digazach. He can't see, he can't do a thing. How he's got it in him, he already knows how to nurse. Why is that? Pshat is because that's, even Marina is going to explain, because the pshat is, that's his kesh achias. Kesh achias is every living nivra has an instinct to be dovek to his makor achias. And a child knows that this is his makor. The baby feels, has an instinct, this is his makor achias. And the makor achias is built in nifsak. It's built in nifsak. No such thing as now he doesn't know, now he does know. It's no chesbonus. It's an instinct to be dovuk to the makor achias. That's the difference. That's why what it says, the lashon chazal, a poyish min atoyah, a poyish min achayim. Pshat is a poyish min atoyah. Parshman Torah means that his ava for Torah is an ava atlui bedova. That's a terrible thing. chengrish oyev Hashem mishul shu makoyer shememenu yotzadu v'chinezu lo yufsak. Chlal avoydus Hashem. Avoydus Hashem is v'chinev lo yufsak. We'll see another paragraph. We'll see how it ties into the bechina of imoy.
My Rabbi Tayer learning Lashma Lashem Hay. That's the same.
How about that? Shem Hay is the Shem Shchina. Yeah, that's what it says. That's the Makoy, rather. Yeah. What does it mean, the Makoy? It means the Mishnah says, Minayin Shafila Echot Mishnah Ovi, Minayin Shafila Echot Sheyeshiv Oisek Sheshchina Shoyne Kenegdoy. Yeah? So learning the Makoy is learning with the Rebbein Shleilim. The Rebbein Shleilim is Bechinas Aim. We're going to discuss it. The Rebbein Shleilim is Bechinas Aim. Torah is Bechinas Aim. Sorry, Torah is Bechinas Aim. Al Titoish Torah Asimecha. Because it's an aim, because an aim nurses. And a child feels that this is the Makoy Achis. So you see, it can't be Nifsak. So Mela, just like a child feels. He's not Masiach Das. In other words, there's no such thing as a baby nursing Lishma and a baby nursing Shleil Lishma. There's no cheshbonis. This is automatic shazach. Horaya, the second he comes out, the second the baby's born. There's no Lishma, there's no cheshbonis bichlan. Cheshbonis is man's input. And the man's input, that's Shai Cheshvira, because that's already a Toli Bedova in a Toli Bedova. Right? You liked it because you enjoyed the Sugya. So the next Sugya you don't enjoy, so you won't learn. You like it because you have to give a shir. So when you don't give a shir, you won't learn. All these inyanim are anything where it's outside of the shayrish, that's asking for bittul Torah. Anytime where the learning is because it's the makoyer. Why are you learning? Instinct, like a baby. Why is a baby? Ask a baby why he's nursing. It's an instinct. It's a makoyer achis. It's a person who feels the makoyer achis. So you can't stop learning. Can't stop learning. The whole we'll discuss it in a minute when saying Shaykh to Tisha B'Av, not yet Chamisha Asar. But the whole Indian of you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av is because that was the soul of the Chorim Mesamim, the Shlei Borcha B'Torah Tchila. Shlei Borcha B'Torah Tchila. In other words, if you can be Mavatl Torah, so that's the simon that you're not learning Torah B'Makar. The whole Indian of B'Samigdash was a Megala, how a person's got to learn Torah. Person's got to learn Torah as if like a baby who's nursing from the mother. That's how a person's got to learn Torah. And with that, they weren't doing that. So that's what caused the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Vorot Hashalei Borcha B'Torah Tchila. The whole Vorot of Birchas Torah is it's the only mitzvah where you make one bracha and it lasts for the whole day. Why? Because you're not Mesiach Das. Because La Yufsak. If you're learning Torah in Mekor, it's La Yufsak. La Yufsak. La Yufsak. You don't have to go on to one bracha. Shat is like Borcha B'Torah Tchila means they weren't machshav the Birchas Torah. Means that when they weren't learning, it was mamish bittul Torah. So maybe that went against the whole Beis Hamikdash. The whole Beis Hamikdash was showing how the Torah has to be learned that you're yonik from Makor. The Torah has to be learned that the Torah is unique. That's the whole fuss over here. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who is yonik from Maranayan, can explain that being yonik from an Isha Nachris, that's learning Torah Shalai Lishma. That's Torah Shalai Lishma. Nachris means a side reason. That's a unique from an Isha Nachris. Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesha Osladabe Mashchina, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rebbein Shleilim, Moshe Rabbeinu is learning Torah, the Rebbein Shleilim is Haino Hach, it's Mamashin the Makor, Shchina Madabers Mitor Groinai. So that's the Bechinus unique. So Beis Hamikdash was Megala, Mahalach and Torah, that Torah is learned Bederch unique, Bederch Atinag, Yonik Mimeyemai. And Meila, that's Lo Yufsak. From Makor Shemenu Yotza, that's Lo Yufsak. And it's not just Azach, the Torah, every Yid is in the Shoma, is Moshe Rosh in the Torah, is an Ois in the Torah, is Moshe Nishmas Chaim. So every Yid has a Shoyrosh in the Torah. So when he has the Shoyrosh in the Torah, so then his learning must be of an Oifen to Lo Yufsak, and then you can make one bracha, then you can make one bracha in the morning, and the Yotza, the Birchas Torah the whole day. What they fail to see is they fail to take the Beis Hamikdash, take the lesson that the Beis Hamikdash taught that the learning of Torah is an oifen of a tinnig yonik from the mother. And maybe that's why they lost the Beis Hamikdash. It goes hand in hand. So I think you saw. Let's read another paragraph. See, a tinnig kogman shiyonik yiksha ma'oid le'imoy. A tinnig, as long as the tinnig's yonik, says yiksha ma'oid le'imoy. ובני קשע אחיס. אחיס זה חשבוינס. חיים זה עצם חיים זה למעלה מחשבוינס. לא חשבוינס. זה לא אחיס. Nobody's living his life שלא יש שמו. It's a chayim. It's למעלה מחשבוינס. There's no... It's the מקור אחיס. I mean, a person has a... A person's נמשך naturally to his מקור אחיס. לא חשבוינס. If it's למעלה מחשבוינס, then it's לא יופסק, then it's coming as battle.
It's also an assertion way some karachias that if you're connected you can't even move, like
can't go away from
like
it.
Malach had to pull the malach.
Ah, very good. That's right, mamish. Keeps that's right. That's right, mamish. About yeah, mamish. To me, this v'gisa by yom malayla. After by Torah, you have that. You know, v'gisa by yom malayla. You mevatel 1 second, the little Torah. You mitzvein yom yomayim asveka. Torah's got the Torah's the makor. Torah's the makor. And bittul Torah can only become from where you don't feel it's the makor. You don't feel it's the makor, then it's but like you said, ava tlui b'dova is b'teila, right? The sib is gone, is b'teila, it's shayach b'teila. Ava she'ena tlui b'dova is that's not b'teila. That's not b'teila. So therefore, b'teila is bittul Torah. So the person is learning because it's the ena tlui b'dova. It's not tlui b'dova. This is the makor achis. This is the makor. And as he explained, if it's the makor, then it's not tloy b'dova. So then it's lo yufsak, lo yufsak. A person who feels that, I mean, he's learning, he just feels like carry on. And even when he has to stop, he has to help, whatever, he has to stop, he feels like mamish, he has to stop. So that means he was learning Torah, my makor. That's why Ramosha used to leave the Gemara open even when he left the room. Even though the halachi should close it, Ramosha explained that even when he leaves the room, when he comes back, he's mamish into the sugi again. He never really left. He has to leave. He has a call. He has oisik b'tzarach etzibo or whatever. Ramosh Vansh, he has to leave the Gemara open. Nice that he never left. Lo yufsak. Lo yufsak. V'hina atina kol man sheyoneg yiksham o'ay le'imoy v'nekesh achiyas she'eino yishum yinikas chiyas rak me'imoy. What's the cotton's yinika? What's the cotton's chiyas? Only from his mother. Kol chiyas ha'be'imoy. Okay, kosher elah lidei yinikas chiyas. So therefore, the tinnik is kosher connected. Because that's the yinika, that's the chiyas he has. Now the difference is, because between the moshel and the nimshel is in the physical and literal moshel of a child or human being. Kishagodal when he grows up, ve'ein tzarech liyinika, nifsak hakeshemad, and the kesh is nifsak. He's not nursing from his mother, so he feels independent. Aber ve'il yitzuy shetzarech liyinik tamid, ayu kosher batamid. And Shmuel Hanovi went to the mother, bring him to the Bisa Migdash. And she gomel imoy. And then she brought him to the Bisa Migdash. And she gomel imoy is the marshal. And then she brought him to the Bisa Migdash, to the Mishkan, which is a nimshal. Which is a nimshal to what it is, to the unique of Tyre. So Achi gomel anar. And when Shmuel Hanovi was finished, Kielu understanding the unique, then he came to the nimshal of the unique, and that's coming to the Mishkan, to the Bisa Migdash.
Also, Abraham made a
suit that after the Yigamah. Yeah, B.M. Shigamah, that's right.
Same Indian.
Always the same Indian. The Pshat is that the Yinika is all a Moshel. It's a Moshel. In other words, when a child has a Yinika, then he's learning to be Dovak to his Makor Chaim. Now, Avraham Avinu is going to train Yitzchok in the Nimshel. That's a Gevaltig Zach.
To make a Suda, Kiwi.
Suda, that's it's like a Hachnosa. Hachnosa to the Nimshel. Feel, you should always, should be an everlasting dust, an everlasting zach, always to remember, just like a baby, that's how a person has to see. That was a message, that was, had some mitzvah, the aura, and see.
As a present, the baby, you don't even think twice, it's so in Minyas Fatera, how do you.
So that's the avoid, your baby hasn't got an avoid. No, but it's a person, first of all, it's a bichzatar. A lot of people ask me, "Akele Tamid, how do you get that feeling? You get that feeling without learning b'kedusha v'tahara. Person learns Torah b'kedusha v'tahara after a good tefillah, and he learns Torah b'kedusha v'tahara. There's no technical tricks how to get it. Person learns Torah if he's daft to zayin, he's automatically feels it. Heilige Rebbe Bienesen used to say, on the day that his tefillah went well, he felt in his learning the whole day. Day where his tefillah didn't go well. Haley Rabbi Anderson, Rabbi Anderson, Leibshitz, Tefillah. But instead he felt it like, you know, person's got to be, got to learn Torah after tefillah, after this, and then you can feel it. There's no technical, there's technical, that's why always the Shana Aleph is kind of the first thing I tell him on the first day, especially with Aseret, which is the shtickle gate for that, is erase the words skills. The word skills is a trefa word in Torah. You come into Shiva and you want to learn skills and this and the ends, that's a trefa word. Skills. You love it to the Torah Kedosha. How do you learn skills? Melent, another daf, another daf, another daf, another daf. So you learn skills. You learn, you know, skills. Skills should be a whole, all these books that are coming out now, you know, ways of learning this and ways of learning the other. Mishlem, after Tosis, I don't know, make it easier. Not saying, but the whole idea that becomes an ikka when you hear they're coming, come to Yeshiva to learn skills. Rahman and Tlan, Rachas Vashon. Don't come to Yeshiva to learn skills. You come to Yeshiva to learn that Torah is the Makor, to learn that Yayonik from Torah. That's what Yeshiva has to teach you. The Yayonik from Torah. Skills, yeah, skills, techniques and learning. So all this Nishkaheim Shatorah does. Torah is another daf line. And if it's hard at the beginning, get easy. You learn another daf. You're learning a daf, Pikdusha Vitahara. That's the
same thing with the Pnimis Torah also.
Pnimis Torah is easier.
I'm saying, like, if some concepts, Kibbutz, like Rabbi Sonson says, just see the Svarim, see the
Ikkar Svarim,
come.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they learn Chabad. They just learn the Mamorim, and slowly gets easier. Chabad, there's more of a heta to learn concepts because Pnimis Torah is very abstract. So Mela, if a person goes in without anything, so it's very abstract, it's very difficult for him to get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already, again, you're not calling it Chas V'Shalom techniques or skills in Pnimis HaTorah. There are certain Yisoides, Seidah Mesudar, to be able to network, to be able to work through it. However, the entire Kedosh person, Medaf Lenin, and then you feel the Makor HaChayim. That's what the whole Mishkan was about. So if a child, the only thing is that a child grows up, so the child doesn't need the mother. So from there, the child leaves the mosh and goes into the nimshal. So now it's coming. Dugma lazeh ha-toyer nikra eim. The Torah is called eim. Kediksev toyer simecha. And that's why it says, al titosh toyer simecha. There's a Torah b'b'chines av, right? Shema amni musa avicha. And there's a Torah b'b'chines eim, al titosh toyer simecha. What's the chelik of Torah inside the eim? Al titosh toyer simecha. Because what does al titosh mean? La yufsak, because that's the whole part of the aim. The whole part of the aim, the chelik that the aim gives us in Torah, is the chelik for us to feel that we're yonik, we're tinik, which is being yonik. Tinik is yonik from the makor. Chelik of aim in Torah is the chelik of our feeling that we're learning. We're gedovik to the makor. We're learning to the makor, and that's bilti. It's bilti toli in cheshbonos, is bilti toli in anything that could be mishtana. No sibbas, nothing. The natural instinct is therefore by the Torah Simecha, it says Al Titosh. If a person learns Torah feeling it's Torah Simecha, Bebchinas Aim, so the Mele is Lo Titosh. The Mele is Lo Yufsak. Because that's the Chelik of Torah's Aim, is the Chelik of learning Torah, Katina Kayonik, Miyamai. Yeah, that's why by the Torah Simecha, Dafke, it's the Bechin of Al Titosh. It doesn't say what it is. By the father, it says Musar Avicha. By the mother, it says Al Titosh Torah. What is the Torah? What does the mother teach you? Which Torah? Musa, Hashkofa, Chassidus, Nigla. What's the mother teaching you? The Torah says the mother teaches you. The mother teaches the inherent. The mother teaches you that this is the life. This is the Makar. This is the Makar. That's what the mother teaches the child. So that's Itara Simecha. And that's what Torah is compared to Dodaim. Oksiv Bo Dadeo Yirvachu B'choleis. Yiravucha b'choleis. See, Omer Chazal saying this. Ma hadad azeh. Just like the dadaim of an isha calls man shatinik memashmesh, and the child nurses from it. Moitzi tam avdi b'terik. So the kitsa helig of anayim brings a raya that what? Brings a raya that lemaisa yonik Torah is compared to a child being yonik from the mouth. So nimtza tzarech linik min haTorah ki tomid ki moitzi tomid tam yis. What's the difference between the mashal and the nimshal? In the mashal, it's at least 2 years, 1 year old. Or in the nimshal, afshu mufle b'Torah. Tzarech li esadayim b'chinas yinika min haTorah. His learning Torah has to be b'chinav yinika. Nimsa kashu tomid b'Torah b'nei yinika. Afilu kol ma'asa v'gashmi al pi Torah. Even all his ma'asa v'gashmi have to be al pi Torah. And that's pshat ve'ein nifsak ha'kesher. And that's pshat, then the kesher is not nifsak. It's a moshe de'kazach. So by a person, even if he's Moshe Rabbeinu, he still has to feel like a tinuk, which is yonik, mi dadai imay. That was the yisod of the Bissam English. It's a moshe de'kazach by the Oran. The Oran corresponds to Torah. And the Oran had badim. Right? Poles to carry the Oran. The badim comes from a similar word to dadim. And we know that the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, where was the Shechina Shoira? The Shechina Shoira, bein Shadayolin. Right? Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, bein Shadayim. Where was the Shadayim there? So the Rashi there says it's bein Abadim. So the badim of the Bais HaMikdash were bechinas dadayim. And Mr. Yalkut brings down, it's a famous Yalkut. The Yalkut says that the badim used to stick out, used to bulge out to the peroiches. The peroiches hamavdil ben kodesh and kodesh kadoshim, and the badim used to stick out. So if you're looking at it from the oil moed, kili, you'd see the two badim sticking out. Chazal learned that's mamish like the bechin of the dadayim shel isha. So what's the vot? The vot is mamish tzapel de kazach. The vort is, when you walk into the Mishkan, you know there's an Oran there, and you see the Dadaim, that's what you see. You see the Dadaim. What's that to teach us? That the chelik of the Oran was the chelik of the Torah that you can only learn derech tinech hayonek mishteim. What face did the Kruvim have? Grown up or baby face? Kruvim was a baby face. The whole Torah, whole Oran, which was the Oran, the chelik of Oran, the whole Oran was the beginning of learning Torah katina kayenik b'shadayim. And what happens with such Torah? Lo yufsak mimeno. So what was the halacha of the badim? Lo yasuru mimeno. Why is the badim? Everything else you can take them off, but the oran you can't take the badim off. Why can't you take the badim off? Hein in advarim. Pshat is that the badim over there, they're teaching us a Torah of tinek hayenek mshdeimoy, and that's when you're learning is dovek to your makor, is that's layufsak. Layufsak is layasur mimen. It's love in the Torah. Tifa, if you take the badim off, then the Torah becomes a Torah shel lishma. Kolzman the badim are on the orain, and you're learning tinek hayenek mshdeimoy. There's no cheshbonus, there's no ava tluy bedova, it's totally in the makor to the shayrish. And mele blaik da Torah lishma. Or if you take the badim off, that's like learning Torah without shadayim. That's like learning Torah without. That's a child who says, I'm already 3 years old, I'm already 20 years old, he's going to be yonik mi yimoy. That's orim without shadayim, chas v'shal. It's at the Torah, a person's got to know that fila mufla be Torah. He still needs to be yonik from the shadayim. So therefore the badim have to stay on the Oran. So that's the vote. Where was the Shechina? The Shechina has been Shodayolin, like it says. That's where the Shechina is. You want to be Yonik from the Shechina, you have to be Yonik through the Dayim. That's the transmission. The Oran, the transmission of Torah through the Oran was a transmission of Torah where the Shechina was Bein Shodayolin. Say on the Oran, between this badim, between that badim, between the badim, kids are on the Oran. What's the dogish over here? Bein. Why dafke bein shadayilon? The teretz is no. The teretz is that's hashiras hashchina. Shchina is only shayra of hazam mensch who learns Torah bein abadim. If he learns Torah katina kayonik shideimoy, so he's dovek to the makor. So he's dovek to the shchina kdoisha. Or if there's no badim, then he's not learning Torah with the shchina kdoisha b'chlan. So where's the shchina shayra bein shadayilon? Between the two, why? Because that's the tool that the Ribbono Shel Olam is transmitting Torah with. Otherwise, there's a stalkus of the Shechina. The Shechina is Bein Shadayolim. And then, when we learn Torah, when we're Keilu Bin Yonik, when we're Yibin Yonik, when we're sucking from the Oran Kavi Yochel, so then we're transmitting, then the Shechina is transmitting to us. So, Chas V'Shalom, Lo Yisur Memenu. Lo Yisur Memenu is a child who says he's grown up already, doesn't need his mouth anymore.
Who says that the
ba
is the same like the
dad? Maybe some. I mean. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim. Pasuk says Ben Shodayolin. The Shechina. First parak in Shir Hashirim. Ben Shodayolin. And Shadayim is Dadayim. And Rashi says there, Bein Shtei Abadim. And also I'm saying, and the Yalka brings down, Zechet Tamedrish. You've heard that the Yalka it stuck through the Yalka, the Tamedrish says it was, it bulged through the Proyachas. Ke'ilu, like the Shadayim. That's the Nakuda, that's the importance of the Badim. That's the importance. The Badim means that we might, however big we are, however mufla we are, it's all still coming from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're all be'etzim ketanim who are still being yoinik. That was the ness of the Badim, that the Oren was noiseis noisov. Noiseis noisov. In other words, you're carrying the Oren. However, be'etzim the Oren is carrying you. In other words, you're not doing anything. Just like a cotton. The person is making all his ishtadlis in the Torah. The Maisa, he's not doing anything. Everything is the Torah Gosh is giving him. It's dovek to, we have to be, our task is to be dovek to the Makar, and then everything comes from it. Things are gonna see. Dovek to the Makar, so then everything. In other words, lifting up the Oren is like our ishtadlis. But the Maisa. The Maisa, everything's coming from the Rabbi Shalom. He's doing everything. She's like a child, it's helpless. That's the whole thing. So maybe that's better. What the Mishkan of Bisa Miklash was showing. Bisa Miklash was Magala at Surah Salimut. Bisa Miklash was Magala, the Oren was the Oren, and they represented Torah. And they represented Torah of Azam Mahalach. That a person's always Bebechinus Kotan, Hayonik, Mishadayim Shal Imoy. And that's why, and if you learn Torah like that, that's why it's a bechina, that's why it's a bottle. That's why it's not shaykh and bittle to it. So Meira, that's the whole Al Shalai Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. Al Shalai Baruch Hu B'Torah means that I'm actually Birchas HaTorah. If you make Birchas HaTorah like any other mitzvah, so it's shaykh bittle. When you're not learning, you're in this battle, you have to make another Birchas HaTorah. Bittle? We just said Eina Tlu, and if it's Eina Tlu B'Dover, then it's Eina B'Tela. So they're not learning Torah on a Shadayim Dikoyv. Not learning Torah to be Yonik on a Shadayim Dikoyv. So Meira, that's the Bissam English can be destroyed. Shalai Baruch Hu, that's the word Shalai Baruch Hu. Bittle Torah is Hepech HaShadayim. Bittle Torah shows that the Ave, it's an Ave, that the Torah is Tluya B'Dover. That's like what the Bach says, that they were learning Torah only to know what they have to do, how to keep the Halachas, and they weren't learning Torah Kadishis Atzim. They weren't learning Torah as a Makor. They were learning Torah to apply. They were learning Torah to apply the Torah skills. They were learning Torah kilu to apply. Torah is a tool to know how to do mitzvahs. So that's a tluy bedova. That's not a tinnik. Tinnik for shteinish kan chesboinus. Tinnik knows this is makoy achias and this is this. And that's einu nifsek.
What's wrong with the Gemara Gal Tal and maybe the Maisa? It seems like.
Oh, so that's already, I mean, that's not the Moran, that's not a steer on what we're saying over here, that's Bechlal a steer. If it's Godel Talmud, if it's Meir de Maisa, then it's not Godel Talmud, then Maisa is the most important. No, the word is, when I get a lot of answers, Rabbi Sechutna is all Mahalach. But the word is, Chido also, I think, the word is, the pshat is, that the whole Tachlis of Torah is, what's the difference between Torah and Mitzvahs? I mean, for the share, this is a side thing. What's the chiluk between Torah and mitzvahs? Mitzvahs is for the mitzvah of a poel. Torah is b'seichel. The tachlis of Torah is to bring Torah down to the bechin of halacha halichas oilam lehalacha lemaisa. Because then you're bringing the Torah down and you bring it down into making a dira l'kadosh baruch hu b'tachtonim. So Godel Talmud. If a person learns Talmud without maisa, so pshat is then he's like saying that he's learning intellectual. But the old tachlis of Torah is to make the velt to be matayah, to mekadosh the velt. So therefore, the Torah has to have. We have to take the Torah. We have to bring the kedushas of Torah down until you can tap the kedusha in the oil magashmi as well. That's the sort of Godel Tashmi. That's the greatest. That's the biggest yichud. Biggest yichud is where you bring the Rabbein Shalom down to the gashmis itself. Avad, it's not bechinam that Gemara, but Godel Tashmi Yidei Maisa is a Gemara in Kiddushin.
I was saying a different time, there sometimes looks the hard Nisayim when you're learning the halacha of Alich Salam.
What?
When a person learns halacha, it's more of a Nisayim.
That's right, because.
It's like a pshat.
No, because if he's learning just halacha without the thing, so then fakir, so then he's learning like the Bach says. and he's using the Torah, the Nesoyin is to use the Torah as a tool to know which shoe should I put on first. So then it's learning Torah as a tool. Again, it's not learning, you know, it's more likely to be nichshal on feeling that it's not the Makor. Because it's practical application. Practical application is a certain, it's not the Makor. As I said, a child's going to happen practice. This is his Torah, this is his Makor Achias, and there's nothing more to say. So that's why we discussed it once. That's why Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, starts from the Pesuk, from the Gemara, starts from the Gemara and works it through till he gets to Elohecha Lemaaseh, and that's the Tachlis. Greatest Tahara is to learn the Sugya and to learn the Elohecha Lemaaseh, the Sugya. And then you're taking the Makor. You're not Misiach Das from the Makor, and then you go down to the Halichas Olam of an Oifen that you're not Misiach Das from the Makor. That's the greatest thing. That's the Kalal Godel Talmud Shemayri Demaisa. I'm telling you, when he's learning just Halacha the whole day Nidos, you know, he's telling me that Epps failed him. Epps, he doesn't know what it is. Something's feeling. That's the Vorot. The Vorot is that the Nesoyin is much stronger to feel it's not a Makor. So when you're learning Gemara and then Halacha, so then you're taking the Makara down with you. A person learns just Halacha, so then he loses the sweetness, the Moitzi Tam. He uses the Tam of the Tinnik, who's Yonik, me Shdeimoy. So that was the Mishkan. That was the Torah. That was the Hanhaga. That was the transmission of Torah in the Mishkan. The Kruvim, the Tinnik, everything was Bechinas Tinnik. This is a very big song, because you see, This is a mosh. A tinnik is yonik miyimai. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is that every yid, his Torah has got to be dovek to the elikus, right? It's got to be dovek to his makor, to the makor achis, to bechinas elikus. So the pachad ikazach. In Mitzrayim, yeah, the babies didn't have a mother to nurse them. So what does it say? It's a state that they used to take it to the women, used to take it to become pregnant, they used to go out to the fields. And then they used to say to the Rabban Shalayim, and the baby was born, they left the baby. Say to Rabban Shalom Kilo, this is that. And what happened? They found stone. One was this. Who was Yonik them? Rabban Shalom, the Malach. I'm saying the Rabban Shalom was the Malach. Was the Malach brought them a cell of dvash and a cell of cholov? And but I said it was the Rabban Shalom who was Yonik them. That was the Hakdama. The door of Makabli Torah, the babies who were born. The door of Makabli Torah is their Yonika also came from Rabban Shalom. They're the direct Yonika from Rabban Shalom. Without the motion, that's right. It says that when they came to the Yamsuf, who said Zeh Keli Maveyu? They, because they saw the Rabban Shalom. Where did they see the Rabban Shalom? They saw the Rabban Shalom when they were born. So there was no moshul there. It was Kol Kuli from day one. They saw that this is Makor, this is the Makor Achayim, this is the Makor Achayim, this is the Makor Achayim. Rabban Shalom is the Makor Achayim. Now for the Doridea, that was the Hachana. So maybe there's no Bittul Torah there. In other words, there was an Ava she'enet libedova. Zachati lo chesed nurayich, young, ha'avas kulay sayich. Lechtech achra midba, beretz lezerua, without any chishboinus. Because that's chishboinus is tlu libedova. But they knew the Rabban Shalom from day one. They knew the Rabban Shalom from the Makor. The Makor is like you, if you know something from the Makor, then it's ein nifsak liyelam. So there in the Midbar, that's all Zach, the Yinik and Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wasn't Yinik from this one. The whole Yinik is all, it's preparing the Doridea for Torah, to learn a Torah, Bebchinus Yinikas, Yinika Tinaka Yinik Meimai. That was what the Bais HaMikdash showed. Moedika Zach. Moedika Deher, and the Lo Yasura Memenu. With Badim it's Torah Lishma. Without Badim it's Torah Shalai Lishma. With Badim it's Katinik Ayenik. Without Badim, it's a person who's learning for himself, like a god who says he doesn't need to be Yonik from his mother anymore. So that goes against the whole Zach of Torah, that's Torah Shalai Lishma. That's the Sod. So the Gemara says, Elohimit Shalai Lishma, Noach Leisha Nefcha Shal Yosai. Yeah? There's two daggers, there's the Ibor and then there's Yinika. Right? In the nature, and I'm saying Kabbalah also is Ibor Yinika Gadlus. There's Ibor and there's Yinika. So somebody learns Torah Shalai Lishma, it means he's not Yonik. So noach shenefcha lifnei chaliyos. He's not going to be yonik. He's not going to be yonik mishdayimoy. So what does he have to come? What does he have to be born for? Save him the trouble. Noach le shenefcha chaliyos. Torah lishmo is katina kayonik. Shalay lishmo. If he's not leading to a child, he's not going to. He refuses to be yonik from his mother. So noach le shenefcha chaliyos. What should he come out for? What do you need the ibur for? There's not going to be unique afterwards. Learning Torah Lishma is Katina Kayenik, his Shalay Lishma is Noach Lishenefcha Shalyos. Learning Torah Lishma is Katina Kayenik. More than Kazakh. You see a child that just feels that's its chias, there's nothing else. Feels that's its chias in Cheshboinus. That's a person still on Torah. More than Kazakh.
Even when a child's not.
Yannick Mamas, they are pacified. That's right, the whole time. They're right now, that's right. That calms them down. Yeah. That's right, Mamas. It's their fear. They don't want to be separated from the Chiz. Saying besides the Murdik Gadl Sabaira in the Shlavim, with the Fidvarenu, it's a whole under Zacha to learn Torah. Even when we're not learning Torah, we need a pacify, episode, mitzvah, episode. That's the sukh person. A sukh person, he can't learn, so he runs. There's Gemara's about it, right? And who was it? Rabbi was too schwach. He used to stand outside the mikveh. One story, stand outside the mikveh, the people should look at him, the women should look at him before the table, that they should have heilige children like him. And another story, he couldn't learn, so he used to sit down so the rabbanim can. So schwach that the Talmid Chacham walked by, he should have a mitzvah of standing up. I was like, what's the oimik of that Gemara? That's the oimik of that Gemara. That's like a pacifier. He can't learn now. He wants to be yonik. Can't be yonik now. He needs. Give me a mitzvah. Give me epis. He can't be nifsak. Can't be nifsak. Chas v'shalom. And that's what he's saying. Philip called Masa v'gashmiim. As our person, all his meisim gashmiim, it's all of an oifen of la yufsak. All he thinks is when he sits down to eat a meal, all he thinks is which sefer is he taking to the table with him. All he thinks of when he goes to sleep is which geshmaka sefer should he learn before he goes to sleep. Everything is that's a person who's zoicha to the makor, and then it's lo yufsak. Saying you can see it. Rebbeinu, you see with different types of people. You know, like you go away on vacation, so one person will bring a zar type of sefer, another person. You can see the same thing in Mamish like is with the Ben Azmanim. Ben Azmanim, you have to take the kids out, you have to help. But is it a hafsaka or is it not a hafsaka? You take a sefer with you when you take them out, or when you can, or when it's possible, when you chap around, or even if you're still not learning but you're missing it and you're desperate for it and you need a pacifier. So that shows that that when he is learning, he's a tinaka yonik. Other people can go through 3 weeks without learning, achmon and tzlan. And as man without learning, or was struggling to learn, and this struggling to learn, you get out of it, and he's struggling to learn. So then it's a question mark, even when he is learning. If you're learning like a tinuk, there's a tips of tinuk, a baby goes on strike, or baby. It's a more digger the hair. For every person, there's own cheshbon and nefesh. What happens when it comes to a hefzik?
I think it was anticipable.
That's right. One person will sit and learn Medrash Eich as much as he can, and the other person will. But that's the vort. That's why you're not allowed to. That's the oynish that you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Because Leboruch HaMetorah Tchila means Chavchum Misamidush means the Oran was Nignaz. You don't need the Shadayim anymore. You weren't learning Torah for Zahayif. If you're learning Torah for Zahayif, so you can have a day without learning Torah. Rather, we have to try to be masakin. What do you mean?
On Tishbav itself.
Rather, we learn Medrash Eicha. Rather, to be masakin. Then a Hanabi person that doesn't learn, he's not being masakin anything. A person who learns by Asmada Rabba, Eicha, and Sugi and Anizokin, and Yirmiya, all these Svarim, the person still learns by Asmada Rabba. So it's a Mordika Machayev for every person in the Cheshbon and Nefesh.
How was I saying before? How does Taka, what's a good, some good eight as hell? Since there's so many minyas, so lishma.
I don't know. I always feel like if a person davens wie es darf zu sein, he learns wie es darf zu sein, it's automatic. That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's eitzes, I don't think there's techniques how to become a tinnik or yonik. It's when such a person's whole avoid it, it's when such a whole picture. A person gets up in the morning, a person goes to bed properly, a person gets up properly, a person, you know, is not tries to be misiyaf das, less and less. In other words, the Torah is all the time bending towards us. The Torah is the whole time bending to us. The shayla is where we are over here. The shayla is where we are over here. The Torah is the whole time bending down to us. So if we mekabel it properly, so, you know, it's in these and yonim, there's no techniques. There's no techniques in these and yonim. In other words, hard to be dovak to the makar. Techniques is already going into zaiti gezachen, you know. If it's then you're going into skills. I think if a person learns during zman, if a person learns mita emes, a person learns to be dovak to the makar, so that, you know, so then memela ben zman, it won't be a hefsek. Even if he learns however much he learns a day, it won't be a hefsek. Because the person no hefsek from chayim. The person doesn't need a technique how not to be mafsik from chayim, how to be mafsik himself from breathing. He doesn't need a technique. That's the same thing with Torah. Same thing with the Torah Akdash. If a person taka, how do you read it and he got out of it, how does he get back into it? So then already a person has to force himself, even though it's not kashmak, and even though it's not this, and even something the other, to learn Beretzifas for a few hours, and then he gets back into it. That's the whole sort of ki kori kantzipa of the fenach. That's what he's going to say. Vezeru ki kori kantzipa of a goyim. Yesh beis bechenas biyinika. I'm worried because I was going to give a whole hezba. The whole sugi of kantzipa is Torah lishma and Torah shalai
lishma. Yeah,
another piece on it left there. In the early Anam right now, then we bought the Zoya there, that's the Shechina Kedosha, and the Khan is the Bismigdash. Kikari Kansiba Vagoyim, Yish Beis Bechinas Beinika. There's two Bechinas in Yinika. In other words, somebody is ready as Shoyna Yainik, there's two Bechinas Echot, Shoy Aim, Shemarabetz Atzma, she sits down. In other words, when the vlad is so tender, so young, the vlad can't even lean up to the mother, so the mother mamish crouches down to the vlad. That's mamish the earliest stages of yinikah. And the second one is she takes the vlad onto her lap. Not that the mother has to bend down to it, but the mother takes the vlad and she's minikah. He can't even climb onto his mother. Therefore, the mother's mashpil herself to go down. When the vlad is already healthier, so then mala is already there, then the mother can pick up. Gabi Yisrael says, "Gabi Klal Yisrael says, 'V'chol benayich lemudi Hashem shakom shporuch u'malamed oisum tomit.'" The Rebbein Shalom teaches them always eich la'ov, they have to serve. When our seichel is closed, and the Rebbein Shalom comes down mamish to us like the bird that comes down. We need to build ourselves. The Rebbein Shalom sees us through the stages. He's like building us. He's like building first. The Rebbein Shalom Kav Yochel comes down and then takes us on takes us on Alzrei Yosef Kav Yochel. On the day Zay Yavoyo, the Shleimus Agadol Vzei Rav Shleim Tzarich Lias Shleia Shumei VePogim, which is last week's Torah. Ki Kol Eiva the Pogim Shchinta LeShari Pei. Right, that was what we learned on Friday. Oh, so Meila. So that's the Bechina, that's what he's going to explain, that's what goes on by the mouth. Yesh Beis Bechina's Katnis. In Katnis alone, there's two Bechina's Katnis. Echel the Gashmi is Chitzoyin, Kuma Chidim Shtiya Shadavar Gufnis. Ve'enim Maskela Pnimis Adova. That's a big Katnis. Somebody who looks at a meal as being the meal without seeing the Pnimis, that's a big Katnis. Katnis Beis is within Ruchnis, you can have Katnis. The first Katnis is Magushim. The second Katnis is that even when he's Oisik in Ruchnis, there's also a Katnis. Now, Ksiv Anochi Tirgalti Lefraim Kochem Al Zeresein Ratzalema Sheviyoi Lemadregas Sheviyoi Lemadregas Bechinas Beis Shedinika La Loise Al Azrois Ve'ein Tzarech Lahar Kina Al Yidei Tzimtzum. To crouch down to us in order to teach us when we're such bechina of katnas. So that's the bechina, that's the mitzvah of shiluch hakat. Zeo, and that's the pshat, ki kore lefanech. Eis shetia kan tzipoy. Dahayno, b'chinas miyuta. Dahayno, b'chinas miyuta. Tzipoy noided b'mkoymoy. The b'china is a b'china of a tzipoy which is noided b'mkoymoy. Hala eitz, hala oretz. So loyma, whether it's a katnus of eitz, which is toira, which is nimshal eitz, or whether it's a b'china of katnus, which is oretz, which is aretz, yes. Right, bein bechinas beis shel katnas dagash mishal aretz. Efroichim oy beitzim. Efroichim beitzim is the two types of katnas where somebody's not efroichim with this whole sechel hasn't come out el his galus yet. I know that beitzim. So efroichim is just born. And beitzim was the sechel still neelam. Ratzalema kmoya beitza she efroich gonos neelam bo. Keinu bechinas katnas alef. Shloya yadayin elod a sechel chla. The sechel wasn't in other words a person's whole sechel is still neelam like an efroich which is still inside the beitza. Efroichim was kmoya yotza lavi oilam v'yelodam. But it's still less gadfin delhoyin shleim koma b'zoya. There's no wings. The wings are not shleimim. I mean, and if you can't fly, einyachal efroich. So that's the second b'china where he has a psechel, but it's not developed. Kein b'china b'es. After yish b'seichel, but ain't b'shleimus, but ain't yochel lo'of l'mana. V'ho'ein revetzes al ho'efroichim. Oh, ratzaloyim ha'cholzes, afilu b'china's katnus, and the aim is the shechina. Ava b'kein ha'shechina, m'arkenes sh'inikwa revetzes b'p'nei zeh ha'mtzenzemes, atzma ha'riditot ad erich ha'skalas, b'yoscho b'china b'es b'china's katani b'freichim b'etzim ka'om. So the whole in of shiluch ha'kan is, and the aim is the tzipor is the aim, and the froyach and the beitzim are the mechinas of katnus, ala oretz oyala eitz oyala oretz, two mechinas of katnus, and the bunch leinim kaviyachol the aim the tzipor is coming down to be mitzantzim itself to teach Torah. So what's the chiyuvim? What's the mitzvahs over here? So now that's the scenario. That's the matzav. Now what do we have to do in this matzah? For Omar Leisikacha Eim Alabonim. Well, the Gazar. He said, I mean, don't learn Torah Shalai Lishmo. For it's a lame, Leisucha Likacha Skola Sa'im Im Tiyah Kavanoscha La'atzmo. It means Leisikacha Eim Alabonim. Don't Leisikacha Eim B'shvil Abonim. Don't take the aim B'shvil Abonim. Take it. Don't take the aim B'shvil Abonim. Right? Al habonim is b'shvil habonim. In other words, don't take the shechina for yourself. B'shvil habonim. Don't learn Torah. Don't use the unique of HaKadosh Baruch of the aim for yourself. Lo tikach ha'aim al habonim b'shvil habonim. Don't take the shechina, what the Rebbe Shalom is teaching you, for yourself. V'chinas ha'aim b'shvil habonim. Lo tikach klum. Ki yom chazal al tiyav adam sham shenis rabbi. Bo yishamayim aleich. You shouldn't think of pras cha. Ki shamayim nipru me'i shamayim ve'ir van yachad. Aim duk was av of the year. Tzorich la'arif, right? Av is two bechinas. He should also bechinas av. Ma e shemaim is av of the year. Tzorich la'arif, av of the year, yachat kenoida, v'yir l'shim shemaim. That's what the Mishnah says. Lo tell us pras. Hafil kavanas oinam habo tell us atzmoy. Even the kavanas oinam habo is in a way shelo yishmo. What did he say? So that's the love. Like sikacha aim alamanim. Don't use the Torah for yourself. In other words, it depends what if he wants alam haba to schar, right? So then it's shloi lishma. If the bechina of alam haba means that the skashus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not the vot alam haba. It's the vot skashus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like the Baal HaTanya used to say. Finish the Ganeid, finish the Adam Habach, will do alain. It means Adam Habach, but there is Schar. Schaf, Schaf is mitzvahs. Hayom lasa yisam and amachal akabel schar.
Not
schar v'skashus. No, it's not schar. It's not schar. Schar is for himself. He thinks of v'skashus, doesn't think of himself. He thinks of the hiskalus into the Rebbe Shalom as mitzias. It's a different thing. If tzaddikim are willing to give up their olam haba for the sake of Hashem, that's v'skashus. Even when Rashi Beva is upset, he promises somebody he's Olam Haba, and I can't remember what to ask either. A tzaddik in the mafkid Olam Haba. What's the word? What is? Not your Ganeid, not your Olam Haba. Du alein. Shkashus Takash Baruch. If this is giving a Nachas Ruach Takash Baruch, take me out of the picture. Remind Mechainina. Shabbat and Shkashus. Remind Mechainina. זה מה שאני מספר מבקש בקושר נטוי לסיינו and I we daven and מבקש things that we need כי כרגל שבורך מסגדל בלומה וחיוס המספר של כל הלומס אז כל הלומס מלאים שפע רב טויב פשוט is the שפע that comes down that has that, that'll come down anyways right if you do the Rabban Shalom's rotsons that's מאויר הטיינג by the Rabban Shalom מאויר הרוצן מאויר הטיינג by the Rabban Shalom to be משפיע so maybe the השפע will come down anyways not that we daven for the השפע. We daven for Ruchnis. We daven for Rabbein Shleim. It's Kashus Rabbein Shleim. However, by doing the Rotsam Hashem, you ma'oyer, Rotsam Elyon, so maybe the Chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mispashas, and then everything becomes full of Shefa. Not that the Shefa is what we have in mind. L'chemi be'shleim et ha'kaima asira be'shlemusa. Shleim ha'melech with the Levona was be'shleimus. Shlo yohay yashum chisor. Ki o'yud im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but shleimus, he says, big chidush, he lo'y l'tayles pras. Rak she's gadol shmoy bo'ilam. The shleimus is, but they want, serving Hashem. That's what he says of a zeh of ein kesef. The pasuk says that in times when the reign of Shlomo HaMelech, ein kesef nechshav. He brings down the ein kesef nechshav in Mishlem. Pasuk pshat money. Kesef also means taiva, right? Nechsef nechsafti. Ein taiva. In other words, nobody wants anything. They just want to do Ratzon Hashem. And Meila therefore became. Therefore, there was such a big sheferav. Shleavdu l'shem chayvitz v'taiva l'man eslem rak v'shem shemayim. Hoya ishtach es gafnei rotzleim a kol echad makabel makbil l'shorosher umasig l'shorosher speldig gizach ishtach es gafnei ishtach es tenosa means that every person knew baruch hakodesh where his shorosh is and each person their chelik in Eretz Yisrael was kafilach shorosh the chelik in Torah that he had and so when they divide that Eretz Yisrael they divide that each person should be stepping on the chelik that shayach to his Torah. Moshe Wolfson has a psalmist and says it over a lot about Asniel ben Knas. His chelik was Kirat Sefer because that part is where the halachas of Moshe Rabbeinu were forgotten. Tzidur Erechaim brings down every person, Ishtachas Gafi, Ishtachas Teinosai, means every person was Masig Yishayrish. Every person is Masig Yishayrish, like he said before, is Masig Yishayrish. So then when you're Masig Yishayrish, when you're Masig Yimakor, so then there's no sighting, there's no Zaiti Gezach. But the Zaiti Gezach automatically come. Zekel b'koshes atzrich lo demvakish. B'bnei shakodesh poruch in a shoyer b'elamas. B'bnei zeh yesh chisor. If a person davens for hiskalas hashchina and everything, b'meila that brings down everything. B'kosh seinu shimalei cholos kavoyde b'meila yirav tuv. Zeh kavoyde magdolas shemoy k'tushosay. Zeh goymel chasadim toiv. Misha goymel atzmei b'chasadim toiv. Mishloshni gomel es yitzchok. Oz koine kolam adrega. זהו כהן הכל זהו שלח תשלח אסעים אסעים I think it means that אסעים אס always means that which is tofel to the aim. Person shouldn't want the אסעים, we want the aim alone. So שלח תשלח אסעים וסולמה התופל aim. שלח תשלח אסעים, send away that which is tofel to the שכינה, which means all the שלוי לשמוז, all the זייטיקי חשבוין, send them away.
We want the
premiums. Very good, yeah. Yeah, oh, really. It's a tough lame, she tells us, Then you arrive to Madrigas of Ben. He says, the Ben ain't no Ibid Lakabu Pras. Right, like he said right at the beginning, that the relationship between a child and a parent is the child, this is his makor. The child doesn't serve his parents. His parents don't pay him a salary for helping him in the house. אבל הסן זה מחויב, כובד האב, זה ממילא. אף שמילא ידוע שיש בלך הרב, זה בינו יספר לו ביי מנו בייק. כל מוקם לסי הכוונה שלך לזה, זה כוונה שלך מי that way. So שלח, תשאל אחרי סעים, and then, when you throw away all the tofu zen with sabonim, then it'll be a relationship of a ben to a name. זה למען יתב לך, אז תבוא למען יתב לך, ובדי, אך כוונה שלך לא יתהיה לזה. לא יתהיה כוונה שלך. That it should be litachach. What? What should the kavanos be? Arach ta yomim. Ratzolem arichas asich lemanikra yomim el yoyinim. Orich la'ilam shekule orich. It means the rochnis. The hasogas. She's arach mispashtu b'chol elomis v'yam loich alaretz kavoidai v'oz yizgada v'yizgada yizgada v'yizgada shemoy la'ine kulam v'meyla v'toy v'adineinu v'yitin lono. So that's mamish the whole mitzvah shiluach hakan. Marit ha'gadach. Lo yisi kacha eim ala bonim. Don't take the aim for yourselves. Shalech tishalach es aim. Send away all those cheshbonos. And then mesabonim tikach lach. Then you'll be koina tikach lach. You'll be koina a relationship between the Shechina Kadosh as a ben to a name. Zehu miyitnacha ka'ochli. Shetia b'madrega. It's madregas. Och. That's going back to like it's the beginning. Och is a'ava tamidus. But he has it. Dehainu shetia yoynek. Shetia imi tomid. Tia tzarech li nika ka'omo. Meaning it's all the hemshach of the psukim in the Sheashir. Even if you're mitzach b'chutz be'chitzonis v'gashmis, gam kein eshokha lashon chibur neshika eshokha lashon chibur neshika dveikas. Even if you, in other words, let's just use the pshat. Mean tchak ochli, if you have a kesher v'och, which is a kesher bilti nipsak, so then even b'chutz, even if you're using gashmis, comes in a shokha, you'll feel lashon neshika, you'll feel the neshika dveikas. Then gam lo yevuzuli is the hemshach of the pasuk in Hashir Yisraelim. Gam oy tzar shatayu the kavana shlo yevuzuli yomos ha'olam. V'ach shizgadol izgadol yishvaked yishvaked the shchina down into the world. La'ine amim atoy ba meyatzmi. Don't worry. Hazanak v'chol aloymed l'shem pini azara nikra yoynek min anochri ayis. Tayr l'shma l'shol l'shma shiyoynek chiyusa min apni ashiy ikris etzlo. Moshe Rotz Elinik Manochri is Rak L'Shma. We know that L'Shma is the Oisius Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechina is learning Torah L'Shma. Learning Torah L'Shma is a Chashiv is the whole Inyan of Yenika. And therefore there's so much arichas about the Yenika and Basya, and she had to come to the palace. Hagamza Gesheft of Yenika, they tried to give Moshe Rabbeinu to all Nachriyas, he wouldn't be Yenik. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shema, as I see, as Moshe says, as far as Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us the Indian of learning Torah of a Oifen, of an Orendik, of a Badendik, of a Badendik Oifen. Learning Torah of a Badendik Oifen. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Shaykh, says Moshe Rabbeinu is more Shaykh to the Oren, Aaron to the Menorah, Moshe Rabbeinu to the Oren. Aaron was Moshe Rabbeinu Zach. Moshe Rabbeinu Zach was the Aaron with the Badim with the Kruvim. Ketina Kayenik, which they anyway. It's all their Rabbeinu Shleinu. Kol Kulei Rabbeinu Shleinu is Nachash Boinus. It's the Kor Chaim. It's Kehim Chayenu Baruch Himenu. It was Mr. Mizorcha Mesiyat Lishma. It's Mizorcha to that. It's Birch Satoira. It should be Birch Satoira Lekola Yom Kulei. And it's Mizorcha to a feeling of Yenika. To a feeling of Atina Kayenik. And then it's Hashem. To learn Torah Lishma. And then be ain't a nifsek leoy them. I feel a bachutzi when he's outside. Be nifsek gashmis, and still have the hargosha. Shkoyach. Shkoyach for coming on.
Every kid's been saying that too. Maybe he's saying this now. The entire kid's.
Yeah, mamish. Pshut. Zecha. Baruch Hashem. That's a dovda melach. Dovda melach for the whole time. Hold the hair and the layer surum imenu. In Shoda Yolin, Rebbe Shlomo puts his Shaddai in there, Kaviyachol, to teach us Torah. How can you take them away? How can you learn Torah Shalai Lishma? Where did it go? Explains the Shalai Baruch of the Torah Tchila. Make a hefsek. Make a hefsek, then it's not a Torah that's a unique. It's not a Torah of unique. It's not a Torah with an aim. It's not a Torah from a Makor. From a Makor. Because the Makor is Eina Mufsek. A person can learn Torah, like you said before, just he sees Oisius. Learning Torah, feeling the Makor. That's the difference between the two. Learning Torah Lishma, that's a lot of Yafsakdik and Torah. Shlai Lishma, Nefcha, Nefcha Shel Yosei. He doesn't want to be Yonik, so there's no. He might as well not go all the way up to the stage of Yonik. Yeah. Shkayach, Tov. Your wife needs you. Well, take so that's a chizik in these weeks. She needs you. I mean, even if you're not learning, but you're missing learning and you feel empty without it, it's a shoyna greater darga. A person feels he can relax for 3 weeks without learning. It's ochem vei. A day in tazveini yoyim yomayim azveka. A day chas v'shalom. Day chas v'shalom. But if it taka worked out like that and he feels taka tzebrochen and empty, so then it shows that he's still dovak. Shows he's still, and he's still alive, and the Torah by him is still alive. He doesn't feel empty, and it's like the Musa they say, you know, like tshuva. If a person doesn't feel tshuva, it means he's so sick. Nebuch. The doctor checks if the nerve is dead, then he doesn't feel anything. If the nerve is alive, he feels it. If a person feels his bittle Torah, then the nerve is alive.
Ben Azmanim, you have to feel the Ben Azmanim.
The what?
Ben Azmanim, you have to remember the Ben Abadim.
Ben Abadim. Yeah. I mean, Shaddai Yelden, the Ben Abadim. That's right. The person's the chazim say, "Lo yasurim imenu, lo yasurim imenu." Yeah, shkoyach ari. No, not all. We'll walk you out.
No.
That's beside.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe some dozen alchid. The Gemara Pesachon it says by the person's gonna make a suda last lovely. Got everyone to bench. I came to David, so it was like a pshat, you know. Rav had Shmuel, so David also had Avshalom, and he had Gemachoma, and so I saw a pshat that Kilo David, no matter what matzav he's in, he to heal him, and you know, always everything's toiv. So unless the other always didn't have that midah, or
David Malch, the other one's all on the way to the Bureau. David Malch represents all of them. David Malch represents that. All of them were working with the midah. David HaMelech is the seam, is the shlemus of all the avodah. David HaMelech is the midah of malchus and the malchus b'tikunai. So everyone worked to get the malchus b'tikunai. Everyone was working to get the malchus b'tikunai. So pshat is that David HaMelech represents with all the bayot and everything. He represents how everything eventually reaches the tikkun. That's the chiddush of David HaMelech. That's why David HaMelech finishes tilim minim ogov until leshama, right? It's a ganze orchestra. All different sounds, there's high notes and low notes, aliyahs, yiridus. Avraham HaMelech is the one who puts them all together. Shat is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the earlier Doris, it wasn't Mavura yet. There was a Zoy, it wasn't Mavura yet. But Avraham HaMelech, the whole thing is Mavura, and it all breaks out into a beautiful orchestra.
Like
how the Dema
was,
I mean. Yeah, the Dema and the Bria. Shat is that they, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov prepared, they set the pace. And then it has to be Nizgalgal until the Gula Shlema. But Kilo, they made it, they set everything, they set the pattern of Pekoyach. Mm-hmm. We learned already that Malchus is the Hitzom and Hakoyach al Apoyal, that's what Malchus is. Mm-hmm. So by Domna Melech, you could see how everything that happened, everything is all part of the orchestra. At least we read it. So really, he's the one who's Megala, that all the Nechshaylim and all the Yitzhoras and all the, everything at the end is going to break out into Mine Ogot, Slishon, Slishru, Koylan Shomata Halal Kahal. That's Dovah Melech. So in other words, he's by him everything is already metachlis habur. There by him you see the whole picture.
So Avraham Yitzchak, Avada, they felt no matter what matzav they're in.
Avada, they bought the tikkun. Yaakov and Avinu bought everything. Bekoyach, only Bekoyach. But Bekoyach doesn't bring the bria back to its tikkun. Save for gracious is the plan. And Neitak is not just a plan, it's an Asinus Koyach. An Asinus Koyach of its little Bekoyach.
Yeah, but David was even
Malchus. Bepoil. That's Malchus. Malchus, what's the sphere of Malchus? Where the Koyach comes out of Poil. That's Malchus is the Bepoil of everything.
Okay.
Let's see. He's the whole sefer Shabbos Balkas says about it. And he brings out the nekuda of Malchus. You know, he says the Moshe can be a moedik of Balchesed. You know, shul, they sell the biddings, huh? A million gives a million. When it comes to the Maaseh paying, he pushes it off. You already said you're giving. When it comes to paying, he's pushing it off and pushing it off. Ekenish gave him. Is he a Baal Chesed? Is he not a Baal Chesed? The word is he has all nine spheres of Chesed. Malchus Shabbat Chesed, that he hasn't got. When it comes to Bepoil, he hasn't got. Bekoyach, he's a Baal Chesed. So the Malchus is the Hitzom and El Apoil of everything.
So this Nakuda, David, how did that come out, Bepoil?
That was this nakuda to bring all these, to bring all matzah to
bring
down.
It more kilo,
rather, he brought it down into the. Baruch Shalom made David the whole ma'aseh Batsheva. Why? Teach tshuvas. He made him do a ma'aseh. Baruch Shalom, David HaMelech, everything is the ma'aseh. Made him do a ma'aseh. Made him do a ma'aseh.
Even though he had Avshalom and all these.
Things, because all in his bar by Allah said Lovai by David HaMelech. My David HaMelech is the Madrega. That's Megala, I mean, how everything fits into place. And that's the Tachlis Abiru. It's going to be this bar where you have to have Avshalom, or that to be Yishmol, or that to be Esau, that to be everything. Adon HaMelech, David Malka Mashiach, he's Megala. He's Megala, it's all different Eivorim and all different parts of the plan. That's why I think that's David HaMelech's Avoida. That's the sod of that last Halleluka. Not teaching us different instruments, not a music teacher. He's teaching us how everything together. He made an orchestra out of everything that happened. Avraham had a Yishmael, so there's a Pesach over here. Where are we going to put it? Where are we going to put Yishmael exactly? It's not, the whole puzzle's not there yet. You have a Yah, you have a Yitzchok, has an Esau. Where's everything going over here? How's it in this gala? How does this clap with this? Until David HaMelech comes, David HaMelech puts everything in his place. That's Mashiach ben David. He puts everything in his place, and that's that last halaluka. There's a mokum for a high note, a mokum for a low note. There's a aliyah, there's a yirida. The bottom line is, tzach shavi is koel ha neshamat
halaluka.
He's going to save us, Yitzchak Avinu. Yeah, also has gevura, also has malchus. Yeah. It says for out of the obvious, Yitzchak is the one who's going to, even his gevura,
yeah.
Yitzchak is going to be Megala. Avram is going to say Yimochu al Shmecha. You know, Avram is Makatrik. Yitzchak is the one who's going to be Melamitzchus. I is Minas Gevura. That's part of the vote. The vote is about that. Passing like Bisham, I lost a little bit. Din is a aura that puts everything in place. So it comes to Mashiach Tzkeinu, Yitzchak Avinu is going to be Megala. Not much time it's set. That puts everything together.
So everyone said he was dead, but he had that tzchokach for Yitzchak.
That's right. All gevura is everything is keeping in place to bring the whole planet. I said, love it. That's going to be the din of the Masikas Adin. Yira Mashaykh Naim Yira Secha. Yira is going to be an Emus. Yira is going to be an Emus. But this Adin is going to be an Emus. It's going to be lost in love.
I asked every other day how the Yud of Yaakov is also
the what of Yaakov?
The Yud.
Yeah.
So we said the Yud is the lowest of the Leichim.
No, the Ekev, the Yud is Chochmah. Yud is the highest of the Leichim.
Right.
Yud has to come down to the Ekev. Yud has to be mashpia to the Ekev. Yud is Chochma.
Right. So how did the Yud represent Shifras also?
Yud represents Shifras, Chochma represents Shifras. Chochma comes to the letters Koyachma.
Even though it's the highest of the Meichen?
Yeah, but how does it come in from Keser? How does Chochma nimshach from Keser? Keser is higher than everything. So what's the Kli to get something that's higher than everything? Bittl, Ayin ve'efes. Pasuk in Iyov, Chochma mi'ayin timotze. Ayin, the keli to take something which is coming from a hecher, from keser, which has no hagdora, only to, if there's no bittl, if there's no ayin, then you're something. So something that's lay mugdar, something that's coming from the high oilums of keser is lay mugdar. You can't fit into something that's mugdar. If it's mugdar, the two clash. Chochma, by very definition, is koyach ma. What does ma mean? What is it? It's not mugdar. Like they said, the mon, mahu. What is it? It's not mugdar. Chochem is the tachlis habitl. Chochem is the shleimus habitl. That's why it's the hechsta of mo. It's the highest of the moichin. Because that's the only way. That's the not being a kli is the kli to the moichin. Not being a hagdara. That's why chochem is yud. Yud is the tachlis habitl. It's only a little nakuda. It's got no tzura. If it has a tzura already, then it's kilu. It has geos. Kilu. It has it's a shenepis. If it's a shenepis, then the hashpah can't come down. Hashpah can only come down.
Yeah, only a little.
Bina is really a spashtus la'erch la'reichav, that's the hay. Yud is chochm and hay is bina. Hay is the spashtus. In other words, the dot goes this way and the dot carries on this way. So I'm shocha from chochma. I'm shocha chochma.
And a little piece.
La'erch la'reichav, that's hay.
Why and another little piece?
So that's a. We discussed that once already. That's a vav inside. It's a chibra to the next one. Uh-huh. We discussed that.
Yaakov brought that yud to
that's right. In other words, it's abstract to the person. Chacham is always abstract. You hear something, it goes in as quick as it goes out, as quick as it comes in, unless you internalize it. That's Chacham. Yaakovino had such his whole body was such kedusha that he was an akev ki'ilu, the most shiftlistic part of him was a merkava for the highest moich. That's yud akev. There's no chilik to yud akev. So the other Marishim, that is Akavayim, dimmed the aur of the Shemesh. He had such aur coming out of his ankles. Why do I think his ankles? Some of his eyes were also lechtig. No, that's the word. The word is that the shiftless tikachelik of the person, he gave in a zay lechtig. In the same chin of a Yaakov Avinu. The Yud, you say, is Shaykh, is a hecher moichin, is Shaykh to Roish. It does. But Yaakov, he was one long koi mishlema. Bilti mufsik.
Can you tell me another b'china, another agami, like any of this, like brings the yod even
down to the okay. Ekev is also the pasuk Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Yeah. Otherwise, with everything that he learned, he stayed by Anova. There's a lot of different afchanas, but there's an afchana as well that Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. He always felt Ekev means you're at the bottom. You still have a lot to steig. So with all the chachma that he knew, he felt that he was still mamish b'haschal. And yud and ekev, you can yud and ekev is everything. It encompasses everything from yud to ekev. So there's a lot of different hafchanas. That's Yaakov. That's Yaakov. So that's the word. Also, there's another part of Yaakov ekev. Ekev is the Mashiach. I'm saying Yaakov bikish legalis the kids. Some pshat that he wanted to tell a secret. Yaakov b'koyach bought the gula. Ila b'koyach, not b'poil. Pikish l'gaz the case means he made the tikkunim that need to be made b'koyach. And now Klal Yisrael just has to be moitzi to l'poil. So that's the b'china. The b'china yud and Akev is he brought down all the hecher chachma into the ikus of the Mashiach. He made the whole. He was ready. He was ready for Mashiach. Yaakov means Madrega. When Madrega was ready for Mashiach, it's the Aspash of Vayichi, it's the Chaim Amitim, Yaakov in Eloimes. That was the beginning of the Tchei. Was the Chesamesim, Yaakov in Eloimes, Chesamesim. It's similar. Yaakov in Dovra Melech is very similar. So now going into now, Shalshudas is Yaakov, Malav Malka is Dovra Melech. They rub each other. Shalshudas, I'm supposed to eat Malav Malka straight after Shalshudas. Rishamai eats Malav Malka during Shalashudas recently. Middle of Shalashudas, towards the end, they bring two candles and they start singing Aliyah and Ovi. They rub an end. It's been the Yaakov. That's right. See, Shabbos, you can't bring anything on the poil. Shabbos is Malachas Asura. So Pshat is here. It comes to the end of Shabbos, we have everything Bekoyach. It spills over, and David HaMelech brings everything that Yaakov, the king of Yaakov, gave him, brings it down on the poil. The poil means the Olam HaMaisa. As soon as you start the Elma Maisa, we're bringing all the koich. Instead of leaving everything, Shabbos was a good experience, and then we're leaving, we're acting upon it. And bring it down into that Tzbichin of Yaakov. You know. We brought all the Madrigas down till the Ekev, and that's the Ekev of the Mashiach. And then Ekev, what happens by Ekev of the Mashiach? And then David HaMelech takes over. It's from Shal Shudas, the Ma'avar from Shal Shudas. Shabbos, everything's Bekoyach. So Bem Shal Shudas is connected to Ovis. The first meal is Yitzchak Avinu, Shabbos morning, the Avraham Avinu. Shalshudas is Yaakov Avinu, all three bechinas. It's an Ovis, the Gezach. Shabbos is a Bekoyach, the Gezach. And the Ovis did everything Bekoyach. And And they left it for David HaMelech to everything to be Moitzina HaKoyach HaLaboya. That's what Lava Malka. It's very Techiz HaMeis. It's Koyach Tova that you needed.
One last thing I expected when you're learning now. I think another Mornayim, he brings the Shin, the Gimel, fourth of the Shin, the Av of the year.
Yeah.
If you're beginning, he said, if you're Shecheyach HaKashem, So Shin Kar, it's Sheker. Because you don't have the Shin, so it comes Kar.
Kar, yeah.
So Torah also, if you don't have the Av and learning it properly, so the aim is not going to be on the Beitzim, so what's going to happen? It's not going to warm it up, it's going to be Kar.
Very nice. It's like it says, that's why the bird warms it up.
Not Kar.
It warms the egg up. Psh, what do you think? Oh, that's right. You have to get warmed up by the Shekhinah.
The Shekhinah is Shekhinah.
Yeah, about that. That's it. That's the Lenin Terry Lishma.